I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the calls. Nick Turturro's coming up in about 25 minutes. See where he's at, because he's mentally been, he's been all over the place. It's almost like he's checked out. Like, I really hesitate to use this because I don't want to disrespect him because his passion is great. But it's almost like resignation has just seeped into his body. And there's like a body double doing these videos. He just looks completely disconnected from the Yankees. And honestly, I don't blame him. Because what we've seen is like the same stuff. And like I said yesterday, I'm not yelling about this anymore. Like, I'm not yelling about the same stuff, the roster redundancy and Cashman and this. I'm not doing it. So if I'm not doing it on the radio, why should he do it with his videos? It's dumb when you yell about the same stuff. Let me get John in Belleville on the Fan. BT and Sal. What's up, John?
John. BT.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, I agree with Hoff. I mean, full disclosure, I'm a Yankee fan.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that David Stearns even announced that that Carlos Mendoza is coming back next year,
mm-hmm.
What does that do? What does that do? I'm a Yankee fan.
Well,
you know what?
Well,
Pay attention, John, to your job. I'm sorry, BT.
No, go ahead.
Pay attention to the pitching staff and your job. That creates back page noise.
Okay, well, now, first of all, just to understand here, John, thanks for the call. So you were a little bit of a patchy line there, so I'm going to let you go. The way it happened is paramount here. Like, it's not like Stearns came out and said, hey, by the way, like, proactively, Mendy's safe. He was asked a question. What is he supposed to say? It would be worse if he's like, I don't know. Hey, and joined up by David Stearns of the Mets here, of course, GM, the Heyman and Sherman podcast here on the Post, or with the Post. Hey, is Stearns going to be back? I can't answer that, boys. I just can't put myself in a box. We'll see. I want to live in the moment. There's a lot of baseball to go. That's back page stuff. Whoa. David Stearns had a chance to give a nice endorsement to his manager, and David Stearns basically took a pass. Like, that wouldn't be good. Once you make the decision to go on with two respected journalists, like, and they both are, whether or not you agree they're the question, and I'm fine asking the question. Hoff's the one who had the issue with it. I'm fine with it, even though I don't think that he should be in trouble at all. But the decision to jump on with those guys, you know, you got to know you might be asked anything. Absolutely anything. An Alonso question, which I'm sure came up in terms of the contract, or Soto, you know, two or three statistical categories, lagging behind what you thought. Now, you're going to be asked some uncomfortable stuff. Now, you're not leading the Phillies by six. You're behind them. So, obviously, there's been a degree of underachievement for a team that was almost in the World Series and on the short list to get there with the Soto addition. And right now, the Mets are predicted to win 87 games. So, it's not all rosy just because they beat the Phillies last night. But I don't think it's back page material just answering the question. I think, if anything, it disarms people, maybe looking to rattle the cage and start some trouble. Not that any of you would ever start trouble on the phones. All right, BT and Sal Show on the Fan, brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Let me get Jody in Warren, New Jersey. What up, Jody? How you doing?
Hey, BT. How you doing? Everything's good here. Hey, first I wanted to say, as a Jet fan, quickly, your unkillable podcast on the last one on the Jets offense,
mm-hmm.
Spot on. I just had to tell you that. I, as a Jet fan, really appreciate it. And quickly to Mendoza.
Yep.
You know, we always look in hindsight and what these managers do, you know, and it's so many games. Alonso goes 0 for 5. Lindor has one soft hit, one for whatever. And then we look back and then we're like, well, why did he take the pinch, you know, didn't pinch hit for him? Or why didn't he use a relief pitcher in that situation? It's like, guys, like, Everything is always is hindsight. And by the way, when the Mets signed Helsley and Rogers, their trade deadline rating, I think, was the grade was an A-, just to be clear. And now I hear guys, I get it. Helsley looks like a mess, but, you know, it's always looking back. And I think Mendoza's growing into the position. Yep. And, you know, at some point, people get tired of these managers. But anyway. Great job. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
A big fan.
Thank you, Jody. I mean, you can't be tired of Mendoza yet. I understand that, you know, if you have Aaron Boone fatigue, like a lot of Yankee fans do, that's one thing. You can't have Carlos Mendoza fatigue. Like, I was starting to get Tom Thibodeau fatigue. That's why I said that, you know, all respect that was due. I provided. It didn't give me any joy saying that I thought the Knicks should move on from Tom Thibodeau, but I thought that they should, and they did. And it wasn't so much Tom Thibodeau fatigue. I just, you know, what he was deficient in the modern NBA, to me, was a problem. I don't see anything remotely close to being like a fatal flaw of Mendoza at all. Not yet. 888-808-1019. And Jody, appreciate your reference in the pod. Jet fans, and the crazy unkillable speech there. The essence of the unkillable pod. Apple, Spotify, WFAN, YouTube. And I'm going to be doing two a week, really. Reaction after the game, which is much must listen. I mean, it is free-flowing. I can say whatever I want, not restricted by FCC guidelines, and it is raw. So you want to hear me after a Jets game, that is for sure. I want to get back to these calls. I have a question here. I mean, I guess I know the motive here. I don't know. Maybe it's come up on the Rico. I don't really even know. But Evan is now on this attendance kick here with the Yankees and the Mets. And I just saw this. I guess this was last night. Posted this almost at midnight. Dude, it's okay to forget about baseball for 9 minutes in the day. Although he was just on vacation, so he's back into it. Now, I guess he goes weather, wind, first pitch, time, attendance, venue, date. Last night, the Yankees had 36-9. So basically 37 at the stadium. And there were 42 at City. So the Mets had a couple of thousand more, as they should, by the way. I think the Mets' attendance has been phenomenal. I've said many times, you guys answered the bell with Steve Cohen. The Yankees still have better attendance, but that doesn't mean that that's destined to remain that way forever. Let me just pull this up here. The Mets will likely shatter that mark at Citi Field set in 09. Attendance MLB. I think the Yankees are right around 43 or something like that. Let's see. All right. Yeah, the Yankees so far, home dates, 66. Yanks average 42.7, and the Mets average 39.4. So maybe Evan should tweet that. Let me get Lawrence in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, I just wanted to give Tommy DeVito some flowers and wish him the best with his career. I hope somebody picks him up and lets him have a chance at being a backup quarterback. In 2023, he was the first ever undrafted free agent rookie quarterback to come in and win three consecutive games. And he didn't beat bum teams either. Every chance he played in the NFL, I felt he proved that he belonged there. And I much rather would have lost Jameis Winston than Tommy DeVito. I feel like for a Giants folklore, he is going to be like a hero forever. And he might be the only ever like backup quarterback to have a chance at getting into the Big Blue Hall of Fame that they have there at MetLife. Love you, Tommy.
Hall of Fame.
I mean, he's the who loves Tommy. Everybody loves Tommy. Give it to him.
All right.
He's a Jersey kid, man. He came up. He was the only thing to watch in 2023. He saved the whole season. The only positive aspect of that year was Tommy DeVito.
I understand that I was rooting for him.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Ring of Honor? What?
Put him in.
Put him in for what?
The first ever undrafted rookie free agent quarterback to win three consecutive games. Put his jersey up.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, I know you call a lot. I think that's really one of the dumbest things I've heard. No disrespect there.
I love Tommy DeVito.
I'm not saying you can't love him.
Giants fans, all of us love him.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. I love him.
Players ever.
I love him. I do.
How do you get rid of him? How do you get rid of that guy?
Because he's the fourth best quarterback on the team. That's why. Why do you get rid of... Hold on. Oh, my God. Wow. Ring of Honor, Tommy DeVito. Guys, we're losing it a little bit here in New York. Come on, and New Jersey. So that was a fun ride, and I'm the first one to admit, like, anytime it comes up with Sal and I, he just couldn't care less. He, local stories mean nothing to him. They have always and always will mean more to me. So, like, when Mark Jackson, or the first time, was the point guard of the Knicks, that meant the world to me. I don't know that I really realized it at the time because I was too young, but, like, obviously I came to learn, but, like, watching Bernard King early as really the first thing I remember, I don't even know if I knew that he was from Brooklyn. I'm not even sure. But, like, as I found that, I'm like, wow, that's awesome. You know, I just love that stuff. I love that. I absolutely, you know, Nick Fatio, you know? I mean, those are things that are good stories right there. Wayne Cribbett, one of my all-time favorites. The local slant is phenomenal. Volpe, I mean, it's got to work out a little. You got to start playing better. But on paper, that's why I love it. And DeVito, I think it's amazing. I eat that stuff up. Because when I, like, to me, and it's, listen, I even did this when I wasn't a dad. So it's not just I became a dad and this triggered. I've always been this person. But, like, if you have kids, and I'm not saying the thought of them becoming pros should control your life. It's nuts. Because less than 1% of them are going to make it. But Tommy DeVito is less than, he's one of the less than 1% that made it. And, you know, I don't live too far where he grew up. And I know the schools and I know the fields and I know the route. And I'm like, this guy made it, man. This guy was actually in MetLife Stadium wearing a Giants uniform and actually winning a game against the Packers. Like, I mean, it was phenomenal. It really was. But I'm going to ask you this now, because all that should matter is the future, not the past there. And who is going to do more for Jackson Dart? Tommy DeVito or Jameis Winston? And the answer is Jameis Winston, obviously. Which is why you keep Jameis Winston pointing things out on film, the energy. DeVito's, I hope he's going to get picked. He should get picked up. He's proven to be a competent backup worthy of playing another couple of years in the NFL. It's an amazing story. But guys, come on. All right, NFL Talk on the Fan brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, a little NFL talk for you, courtesy of Tommy. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Okay, I've been informed we've got more breaking news. Before we get it, is this of the big or the average variety, Huff?
Well, it's not that the fly is still flying around over
Did
your
you
head.
See him just buzz right by
I
my
just
face?
Saw that.
I'm going to put this thing into oblivion soon. If he lands on the table, his ancestors are going to feel him. I'm going to smash him so hard.
I have a feeling that this story is going to carry for a long time nationally.
Oh, okay, nationally.
Yeah.
Can I take a guess? Well, what sport?
NFL.
Is it a gambling story?
No.
Is it something with the Sanders?
No.
All right, I am very curious. What do you got?
I hate I have to do this.
Is this bad? If you're being a goof, I'm honestly going to be pissed. Like, is this better be big?
All right, you tell me.
Go ahead, dude.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged.
I couldn't care less. They mean nothing to me. They mean nothing to me. First of all, lose the mustache, dude. I mean, come on. Travis Kelce. Get lost. Sick of the Kelces. Don't need them. I mean, I don't wish bad on them. I don't care about them one bit. I don't care about his podcast. I don't care about his tight end career. I don't care about Taylor Swift. And she's got some amazing songs. But, like, the Taylor Swift overtaking of the NFL, and I understood it. Clearly, you try to pull in those fringe fans. I got it. Marketing, click, click. Monetization, click, 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 click. Those greedy paws in the NFL office. They just can't get enough. And I think some of her music's great. I think sometimes she looks really attractive. Sometimes. Depends the look. But I just don't care. I actually think this is a good thing, to be honest with you, dude. Like, now, Hoff, think about this. This is good. Like, if you don't want Kelce Swift shoved down your throat, the fact that they're eventually going to get married and then probably being all stuff like once they get married, they're going to stop being all lovey-dovey because they're married. And then it just goes away. And then they'll get divorced like all the other celebrities.
Yeah, but so. this year is going to be the if you thought Kelsey Swift was a thing the past couple of years, this is going to be the year because now they're engaged. She's going to be at games again. It's going to be the whole thing. And we're going to be preparing for the wedding. We're going to have to hear about what dress she's going to have on, what he's going to wear.
Yeah.
If his brother's going to be the best man, I'm sure he is.
How about these? I'll tell you, his brother's going to give a good speech. That might be.
Now he's gonna be part of this too because now he's gonna be on interviews about hey by the way what type of bachelor party are you gonna have for Travis?
Well, I'm all ears for that. I mean that's gonna be a sick bachelor party. You imagine those guys, no budget. What jet are we chartering and where are we going?
Yeah, and where can we keep this private?
Exactly. Hey, phones at the door. Check them. Security. Nobody coming in. Oh man. Yeah, like I don't have any sort of ill will toward either one of them. I think Travis is getting a little corny. Like I like her more than I like him. He just, there's something about him. I don't know. I'm just shut up. All right, 888-808. I don't need to be that miserable guy, but it is what it is. 888-808.
Yeah, you could have just said congratulations.
Yeah, I guess congratulations. I hope that they last forever. I hope they have healthy kids. Sincerely, I don't wish any ill will.
You go, they're going to get divorced soon.
I like all the celebrities.
They didn't even get married yet.
Listen, they're celebrities, so it's one of two things. Number one, they're going to be divorced, or number two, it's a fake relationship. Then pick one. I told you I should shut up. Hey, listen, some of them work out. Like Jay-Z and Beyonce still together?
How old is Taylor these days?
I don't know. Taylor about, I'm going to guess 35. I really don't know. Okay. What's that? What are you trying to walk me into? What?
Forget about it. Just move on.
When this guy starts chiming in now, it's definitely time to move on.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.